Anchor is free. There's creation tools allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Breaker, and many more different platforms. You can make money with your podcast with minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. And thank you for listening to Mark, Sean, and the Vocalizers.
Actually, Lucy, my trouble is Christmas. I just don't understand it. Instead of feeling happy, I feel sort of let down.
I know how you feel about all this Christmas business, getting depressed and all that.
It happens to me every year.
Hello, and welcome to Mark, Sean, and the Vocalizers. This is Mark Sean Serrano, and today I am so proud and so honored to introduce a brand new story that we've been working on for months called Jollyland. If you'd like to support future episodes, please follow us on Instagram at vocalizers_, or click on the link in the description box to become a monthly contributor as low as 99 cents a month. Thank you so much for listening. We hope you have a Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays. Don't forget to subscribe, and please enjoy the show. Thank you.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost sniffing at your nose. Honey, I'm sorry about your followers.
It's subscribers, Daddy.
Well, I don't care what they said about your TikTok. I'd love to.
It's a YouTube channel.
Well, whatever. You're not demented. You're punching back for others because they are jealous of your success.
I got suspended because of the comment section. I almost had 200,000 subscribers.
Ooh, my poor girl. But you'll get it back. Don't you worry. See, the truth is, you gotta float like a butterfly and sting like a bee.
Dad, are you getting philosophical on me?
Well, you have to think like Muhammad Ali. See, in life, you have to take risks or you'll never accomplish anything. Next time, avoid the comment section. Or, you know what? Make it real simple. Turn it off.
Dad, I love you.
Oh, I love you too, sweetheart. Your imagination gives you wings. Take this time and prepare to fly.
I would be happier and less stressed if it wasn't for...
For what?
Marlene.
Your stepmother? She's harmless.
Try explaining that to junior high kids. In the last 2 years of my life, I have lived in 4 different houses, 4 different schools, and ate in 4 different cafeterias. I can't seem to keep a friend or stay in one place for that matter. Sometimes I just feel like running away.
Running away? From me?
Not from you, Dad. From her. Do you always have to move with that lady?
Hey, she's my wife. And that was once. She had to relocate. It's her job. She was a flight attendant.
I know that. They should have just kept her up there.
Gracie, the other times were because of me, and I am sorry. I was just trying to move on.
From my mom. Marlene will never be my mom, Dad.
I know it may be shocking to you, but she really has a heart.
With that resting bitch face?
Gracie, you need to watch your mouth. No wonder why your YouTube account got suspended. These onliners have turned you into a bully.
Dad!
No, look, you listen,
Dad,
okay? Because, Gracie.
Watch out! No! Look! What happened? Oh my God. Dad! Dad! Wake up! Daddy! Daddy, wake up! Somebody help!
Twas the night Gracie's dad got into an accident. December 1st, 24 days before Christmas. While families are hanging up stockings and writing out their Christmas list, Gracie and her dad are recovering in the hospital from a drunk driver. Her and her stepmother, Marlene, will have to leave him there for the night and likely for many more nights to come. He is unconscious and chances are he won't make it. While we wait for the results on Frank's recovery, we began the next day with Cindy and her sons, Mark, John, and Paul. She's having trouble buying them Christmas gifts this year as a single mother. And her boyfriend, Steve, wants to stop by.
Paul, what do you want for Christmas?
Everything. I have a wish list. I already sent it to the North Pole. I hope Santa gets me everything on top.
Well, I heard Santa isn't real.
You're lying. I'm telling Mom. Mom!
Children, children! Calm down now or I'm sending you to your grandfather's.
Marky is saying that Santa isn't real.
Santa is real. Seeing isn't always believing.
Really? If Santa is real, then that means the magic is too.
Yes. This world could always use a little magic, and we all have a little magic inside us too.
If Santa has magic, can you give me something to put in my shoes? Every time I play basketball, I want to make a slam dunk.
Santa may not always get you what you want, but he's magical.
Santa didn't get me anything that I wanted for Christmas last year.
I did.
Santa not only wants us to open presents on Christmas days, but he also wants us to open our hearts.
Mommy, if Santa is real, are monsters too?
Not all monsters, but one day, Mommy will be a queen and protect you all. No monster will ever get my boys.
I love you, Mommy.
I love you too. Marky and Johnny, if you two keep acting this way, you'll both end up getting cold this year. You wouldn't want that, would you? Good. So now do Mommy a favor and clean up these toys, or Santa won't be giving you anything this year.
Marky is already on Santa's naughty list. I caught him watching the vocalizers past bedtime.
Tattletale, it's time for you to sleep on the bottom bunk.
Well, I always get what I want.
That's not fair.
Hello?
Cindy?
Marlene, what's going on?
Frank and Gracie got in an accident. I'm at the hospital right now.
Oh, shit! Are they okay?
Grace is, but Frank's not. He's still unconscious.
God, how'd this even happen?
Fucking drunk driver. They're not even sure if he's gonna make it or not. I'm going insane.
I'm so sorry, Marlene. If there's anything I can do... God, please let me know. He'll be in my prayers.
Will you be home tonight?
Yeah, I got the boys.
Well, is Maria watching them? I could really use some company.
She's upset with me right now because of Steve.
Steve? You should dump that asshole. If he hits you again, I swear to God.
Marlene, that was one time. He was drunk. He's a changed man now. He loves me.
I've heard that story a million times. Forget him. Let me come over. Come on, I need a friend.
No, we can have coffee in the morning. I have someone coming over.
Steve? Cindy? If he ruins those boys' Christmas one more year...
Why would you even assume he would do that?
Has he bought them any presents? Yeah, I take that as a no. Cindy, he needs to get a job.
Marlene, he has one.
Not a good enough one to get you and your boys out of that part of Detroit. Cindy, it's not safe.
Well, don't judge me.
I'm not. I'm giving advice.
Well, I'm not asking for it.
We've been friends since the first grade. I think I have a say-so in this.
What are you trying to say?
It's simple. Break up with him. Steve is bad news.
Well, it's easy for you to say. You have Frank. And on top of that, you were thinking of just sending Grace to boarding school. Well, should I do that too? Toss away my problems? I've been with Steve for a while. Do you think you're better than me or something?
No, I was just trying to help.
This kind of stuff happens every year. That's why I hate the holidays. People are too involved in each other's business. I will take care of my situation, so stay out of it.
Whatever, Sydney. Fine.
Fine.
Very little, I'm afraid.
Would you like to?
He's looking at you, kid.
I have a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore.
Own life.
Welcome back to Channel 4 VS HD News. I am Meredith Blake, and tonight, we are reporting another child missing near the pine at the Evergreen in Heritage Park. Wesley Bronson, age 11, 100 pounds, brown hair, green eyes, 5 foot 5 inches. This marks the third child missing this month near the pine. Investigators believe the cases are connected. If anyone has any information about Bronson's disappearance, please contact authorities at 1-888-VOCALIZERS. That's 1-888-VOCALIZERS. City officials debated today whether or not they should continue tomorrow's festivities, since it's uncomfortably close to the investigation scene. After a heated deliberation, the mayor and the city decided to continue this year's Christmas show, as long as it doesn't interfere with the investigation. We will give you more details as soon as more information is available. Winterfest is set to begin at 3 p.m. tomorrow, and Heritage Park has declined to comment.
Why are kids disappearing from my favorite park?
It's only at the Pine. I've been there twice already, and I didn't disappear.
You went to the Pine?
No, I was too scared, and it was blocked up from police. There was no way I was going inside.
Well, I want to see Santa tomorrow.
I don't think he's going to be in Heritage Park.
Oh, yes, he will. Hey, Marky, I dare you to tell me that Santa isn't real.
Santa isn't real? How many times do I have to tell you? Mummy is Santa.
But Santa's supposed to be a guy.
Maybe your dad can be Santa.
No, guys. You don't believe me? Santa's freaking real.
Steve was Santa last year.
What the heck? No, he wasn't. Mom!
I bet Steve will be Santa again this year. I heard he was coming over tonight.
That's not fair. I wanted to stay up past my bedtime.
I'm sure you'll be able to with all their fighting. Last time, I could barely even sleep. If I want to be like Michael Jordan one day, I'm going to need at least 8 hours of sleep per day. You guys are affecting my future.
If Mom decides to stay with him, I might just run away.
What the heck? Marky.
I'm turning 16 soon. I'll be an adult one day.
But you can't do that. You have school.
Yeah, but I can't handle the arguing anymore and seeing Mom sad.
What do we do?
I don't know, little fool.
I have an idea that'll cheer us up. Let's watch your favorite TV show, Marky. The Vocalizers. Is that a good idea?
Yes.
Let's watch.
Steve?
Cindy?
Why haven't you returned my calls?
Blah, blah, blah.
Are you drunk again?
I just had a couple of drinks.
I thought you were going to spend the night with me.
I was at Raoul's.
No, you were not. I called. It's really late.
Well, the boys must be asleep. We're going to have a little fun.
Steve, no. All my friends are telling me to break up with you.
So you can go back and be with Paul's dad again? Is that what you want?
No.
Let me in. I left my sunglasses there last night.
I haven't seen them.
They were right here. Where are they?
I don't know, Steve. Who's texting you this late? One of your other girls?
Mind your own business.
And I'm supposed to be your fiance.
Before you threw my ring out into the backyard.
I told you to go get it.
In the snow? Are you crazy? I tried looking for it.
It's gone.
And have one of your kids probably stole it. Just like they probably stole my fucking sunglasses too. Where are they?
I told you. I haven't seen them. You probably left them at your mother's house. You should go there and sleep in our garage.
You fucking bitch. You disgust me.
Are they fighting again?
Yeah.
Turn off the TV. I want to hear.
The fog glass serum.
Fog glasses is over.
But I wanted to watch the news. I want to see what the weather is going to be like tomorrow.
What are we going to do?
Shh. Just be quiet.
You're always drinking. You need to find a job. Christmas is coming soon, and I don't have any money to get the boys any presents.
No one wants to be with you. Cindy, you're ugly.
What?
You got three kids, all from different daddies. Mark, John, and little Paul. Who wants to be with you with a lot of extra baggage?
You want me to strip again in Detroit? Is that what you want me to do?
You fat pig.
Oh my gosh. I'm scared.
Mommy isn't fat.
Yeah, she's beautiful.
Parky, what do we do?
I'm gonna beat him up.
Shh, I'm looking for the phone.
If he hits Mom again, I'm telling school.
Don't tell school. We'll get CPS on us again.
Get out of my house, or I'm calling the police!
Fuck you! Tell your fucking kids thanks for stealing their fucking sunglasses, too!
We're done, Steve. That's it.
Can you break up with me?
Yes. That's it. We're done. Get out.
We'll see.
Sparky, what are you doing up?
Mommy, are you okay?
Yes, honey. Don't worry. Mommy's fine.
I don't like that guy.
Yeah, I was gonna beat him up.
No, you weren't. I was gonna beat him up.
Why are all you awake?
I was going to call the cops.
Boys, I'm sorry you heard that. Just forget about it. Go back to sleep. I'm done with that man.
She'll go back to him. She always does.
Marky!
He spat on you! He should be in jail!
It's okay. He was drunk. I'm done with him. I promise.
Pinky promise.
Pinky promise.
Mommy, I'm proud of you for sticking up for yourself.
Mommy, I'm tired.
Let me tell you a bedtime story.
Can we sleep in your bed?
Yes, but only for tonight.
You're the best mommy in the whole world.
He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf. And I laughed when I saw him, in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work and filled all the stockings, then turned with a jerk and laying his finger aside of his nose. And giving a nod up the chimney, he rose. He sprang to his sleigh, to his team gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the down of a thistle. And I heard him exclaim, ere he drove out of sight, Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night. Good night, boys.
No, you can't. Let me go.
I'm coming for you.
But I didn't do anything wrong. Leave me alone.
You've been a very bad girl. I heard you pout.
Who are you? What do you want from me?
Are you scared?
Gracie, I know it may be shocking to you, but she really has a heart.
Dad! Where are you? I'm trying to help.
You're coming with me.
Stop! You're hurting me!
Don't you want to be jelly?
Wait!
I'm here! Leave Gracie! Me alone. Gracie, I'm here! Gracie, wake up!
Where's my dad?
You had a bad nightmare. Are you okay, hon?
I was so scared. I couldn't help him.
Your dad? You both were in a very bad accident. He's in ICU right now. They had to airlift him to Ann Arbor.
Is he going to be okay? I tried to warn him. The car had a red light and they just kept going.
You got banged up a bit, but I think you're going to be okay. They're keeping you under observation right now. But your dad's in critical condition.
Oh no. It's all my fault.
It's not your fault, Gracie. We're trying everything in our power to get him back. So please don't lose faith. I think it's best if you stayed home from school today.
Oh, hell no. I'm going.
Gracie, language please.
I need to spend some time with my friends on the last day of school before Christmas break.
I just don't want you to get into any trouble.
I don't want to stay home, Marlene. It's all I'm going to think about.
Are you sure? You're going through a lot.
I can't be alone right now. Let me call Veronica to ask if she needs a ride.
Well, if the doctors release you, you can go to school. But don't say I didn't warn you.
Tis the season to be jolly. Yet Santa's helpers have heard Marky and Gracie's pout. Soon they'll be in disarray, for in Jollyland there'll be only one way out. Curiosity leads to trouble as our story begins to unfold. So what will happen to Gracie? Find out on our next episode. Thanks for listening to Mark Sean and the Vocalizers.
Jollyland, starring Mark Sean Serrano and
Catherine Fox,
Ariel Reed,
Kat Turner,
Diabolus Regime,
Corey L. Kane,
Chris Panowitz,
Tyler Johnson,
Pete Ice Diamond,
and many more. Stay tuned for our next episode.
joyful memories there. Ba da ba da da ba da ba da da ba 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 do do da.
Christmas time is here,
so near,
that we could always see such spirit through the year.